Worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. All of Psalm 1. Then looking in the New Testament, the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Johnnies and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Verses 1 through 17, all of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Father, thank you once again for the wonderful and the blessed gift of your word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to read your word every day and open your word and thus spend time one-on-one with you every single day of our lives. Thank you for the value, the blessing, the grace, the empowerment, the encouragement that comes through spending that time one-on-one with you in your word. Anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to be the diligent students you've called every one of us to be of your word. Thank you for the opportunity to spend that time with you. And thank you, Lord, for the fact that you'll spend as much time with us as we'll spend with you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Jason. He's going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Thank you, Lord God, for this day, Father God, the day that you, our Lord, have made, Father God. We start off by saying we give you praise, glory, and honor, Father God, and we recognize you as God, and we recognize and acknowledge your sovereignty, your majesty, Lord God, and we are thankful that you are even mindful of us, Father God, and I ask that at this time that you'll prepare our hearts and minds, Lord God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Father, to be attentive. Even as we in studio, I have my hands on the board, and even as our hosts and guests, Lord God, impart, Father God, I pray that you will fill us for function, and our listeners as well. I pray that they will be prepared to receive, Lord God. Prepare their hearts and their minds, Father God, that they will be found as good soul. And Once again, we give you praise. We say have your perfect way at this time, and your will be done. And may everything that your word is sent out to do, may it be accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jason. And again, thank you for being a part of our listening family. Want to continue to remind our listeners, we invite you to be in prayer with us as we'll be having our first pregnancy fundraising banquet for our pregnancy ministry, the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry. That is Tuesday, August the 26th in Greenwood, Mississippi at North Greenwood Baptist Church. So if you can lift that up in prayer, we would appreciate that. And if you can come and be with us, we certainly invite you to do that. That's 6 o'clock on that day. So your prayers are very much appreciated. Our website, again, keep in mind, is deltapchc.org if you want more information. And again, we always desire your prayers. We are very honored to have with us. It's been a long time, but we're grateful to have with us in studio once again, Fred Jackson. He's the director of the news department of the American Family Association, American Family News. Fred, welcome to the Hour of Intercession.
Great to be with you again, Pastor Joseph.
All right. Always good to have you, Fred. And, you know, I imagine listeners are often, of course, think they remember your voice. Often you're obviously on Today's Issues and here and there in other ways as well. But, Fred, as we begin, again, it's been years since actually you've been on with us before. But, of course, you're here daily here at AFR with a very important function. Would you take time to further introduce yourself to our listeners? And, of course, one of our goals was to invite you to share about your journey in walking with the Lord as well as how you came to AFA. So if you'll just further introduce yourself to our listeners and dive right into your story, we invite you to do that.
Well, I guess I better explain my accent first.
Okay.
That's part of the story. I grew up in Nova Scotia, Canada. And as we go through our program today, you'll find out how did you get from Nova Scotia, Canada to Tupelo, Mississippi, but that's part of the story. Pastor Joseph, like perhaps many of the people listening right now, I had the privilege of being born into a Christian family. And it was one of those families, as they say, every time the church door was open, we were there. And part of the services, grew up in a good church with a good young people's group, a youth choir, and all of those things. So one of the, and I hope folks understand when I say this, one of the dangers sometimes of growing up in that environment, it just becomes part of the routine, going to church, being part of the youth group, being in the youth choir, and all of that sort of thing. Even to the point, and this is what happened to me, I'm 8 or 9 years old, I thought it was time to go forward and indicate to the pastor, yes, I'm ready to get baptized and become a member of the church.
So at this point, you've never given your life to Christ?
No,
then.
Okay. No, because it was kind of the routine. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. I went forward and I got baptized and onward forward type thing. But it was a few years later that an evangelist by the name of Arthur Eddy came to our church. And he spoke, and this time I realized in my heart that I had gone through the routine of going forward and getting baptized, but I had never really accepted Christ as my Savior. And that evangelist, he spoke a gospel message in the morning when he came to our church, and my parents had invited him over to dinner that afternoon, and I had this feeling that he was staring at me and he knew I wasn't a Christian. But that was just the Holy Spirit convicting me. Mm-hmm. And so that evening when he spoke, I was the first out of the pew and got down, and I met business with the Lord that time.
Praise God. Fred, before you go further, would you take a moment now specifically to pray both for listeners to have ears to hear what all the Lord would say to them through the broadcast today, but also there may be a lot of people listening who are in that same position you were in, going to church, but they've never really come to know Christ for themselves. Would you pray for them as well?
Yes, be happy to. Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are our Father, and you are patient, and you draw us. And Lord, I just pray that for those who may be listening, and perhaps their Christianity has been a routine based on where they grew up, the environment they grew up in, but Lord, you desire to have a personal relationship with us. You desire, Lord, that we would come to know you personally, come to know what you have done for us on Calvary's cross, that you came to pay the price for our sins, and that you desire not just a knowledge of who you are, but, Lord, a relationship. And that's what Christianity is really all about. So, Lord, I pray right now for those who may be listening and they grew up in that environment, Lord, that you would draw them even right now to the understanding that you love them, that you sent your Son to die for them.
Thank you, Lord.
And they would accept that free gift that you have offered, and that they would become part of your family. It would become your son, your daughter, whatever the case may be, and that you have an exciting plan for their lives once they surrender to you. We just would ask that right now, just in case those who are listening,
yes, Lord,
who have been in the routine of Christianity, but Lord, they would reach out right now to make you their personal Savior and Lord. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Fred, you were about like 12 when you got saved?
12, 13.
12, 13.
And I got saved. And, you know, it's interesting when you grow up in that environment, there isn't a major change the next day when you accept Christ as your Savior. You don't give up drinking and smoking and all of that sort of thing. but there is a change.
Mm-hmm.
And the change for me was you want to share that mm-hmm. with people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you do start to look at things that perhaps you shouldn't be involved with,
mm-hmm.
and also just convictions about who you keep company with and all of those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Just the Holy Spirit goes to work and
mm-hmm.
points out things that you shouldn't be doing, but also things that you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just, as you surrender, he just, shows you those things. And that's what kind of happened to me in the years that followed.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to be our class valedictorian when I graduated from high school and gave an invitation. And it was really interesting.
During the graduation ceremony.
Yes, the valedictory speech. Mm-hmm. At that time, the administration of the school did not approve the speech.
Mm-hmm.
But after I gave my testimony and shared them what Christ has done for my life, they changed the policy at that high school that the school would have to examine the speech before it was given. I find it kind of interesting
mm-hmm.
after that. But went on to, and I, you know, I was, I had interest. I did a little bit of radio broadcasting actually when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But it really was just a fun thing. I really mm-hmm. didn't think it was
kind of a hobby.
Yeah. my thoughts were to go to med school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went down the path of university of getting a Bachelor of Science in Biology and Chemistry and Physics and kind of did all of that. But the med school thing did not work out. So I also had a bit of interest in flying. I had never flown before. And so one day I went to the Student Union building there at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a career day. And I went up the stairs to this display, and it had the armed forces, Canadian Armed Forces, with a jet. And I thought, maybe that's where I'm supposed to go. So I joined the military and got picked to be a student pilot and flew props and flew jets for a while. But, you know, I was up flying one day all by myself in a jet,
mm-hmm.
and I said, I don't think this is what I want to do for a career. I have great respect for the skills of flying, but it's a numbers and procedures game.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out of the military, and
I'm going to jump in right here, and we'll pick up right there
on
the
right.
other side.
There's more to tell.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Fred Jackson. He's the director of the news department here at AFA American Family News. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise, and the bones come back to life. There is power in this room, where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's life. When the Spirit the tear down wall. And every enemy will fall. So we will stand and we will fight.
Music of Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you give every one of us as believers to be diligent students of your word, and you give us the opportunity to live a life given to prayer. Lord, help us to grow in understanding of the fact that you call all of us to be great listeners, believers who are listening to your voice every day, as well as obeying and following you through your word and by your spirit. Help us to know, Lord, that your plan, your direction for all of our lives is the best possible plan and life we can live. Help us to be a people that live a yielded life where we're yielding to your word and your spirit continually. We thank you and praise you for the privilege of knowing you and being able to follow you one day at a time. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Fred Jackson. He's the director of American Family News. And Fred, if you'll pick up right there where you left off.
All right. So made the decision to get out of the military. And
so you could decide to get out of the military if you wanted in Canada?
Yeah, I just petitioned them. And I said, hey, you know, I've had my time, and rather than you waste money on me anymore in training, that I would get out of the military, and they were gracious enough to do that.
But you were a jet pilot, though, for a time.
I flew a jet, but was able to certify solo on it. Did get a lot of hours in, but I think that's one of the reasons they let me go, because they had not invested too much in me at that time. Okay. But the Lord was in that, too. Mm-hmm. So this was December, cold weather, and I was based in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Probably you haven't heard of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
I don't think I have.
It's the prairies of Canada. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving home after getting out of the military, and my car has mechanical problems in Toronto, Ontario, which is the headquarters for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Mm-hmm. So while I was waiting for my car to get repaired, I went to the national headquarters of CBC Radio, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and said, you know, what do I have to do to get a job here? I had a little bit of broadcasting experience. Mm-hmm. They gave me a test about my knowledge of world affairs, and I thought I miserably failed that, and they would never want me. But lo and behold, a few weeks later, they called, and they wanted me to come and work in national radio news.
It may be that an angel just allowed your vehicle to mess up.
Oh, that's all part of the plan. I look back at it now. But anyway, got a job there in Toronto, Canada. At the same time, my little sister was going to a Bible school in Springfield, Missouri. I got a call from my parents saying, your sister is homesick. Can you go down and visit her? So I, every now and then, two or three times over the next year or so, I flew down to Springfield, Missouri, where Baptist Bible College was, to visit with my sister and hold her hand, take her out to dinner, you know, what a big brother does. And she said, why don't you come to a few classes with me, some Bible classes with me? I said, okay. And I went to a few Bible classes. And then that tug of the Holy Spirit began. You need to come here. And you need to take your Bible. The Lord wasn't calling me into what would be full-time service, but I really felt led to go and take your Bible. So I go back. At the same time, I was a full-time temporary there at CBC in Toronto, and I had been applying for jobs and wasn't getting the jobs in other places where the CBC was across the country. So I was frustrated. But I remember one day sitting in my apartment in Toronto, and the Holy Spirit really went to work on me, that you need to go and get a year of Bible. And I was resisting. But my favorite verse came to mind, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean onto your understanding.
So you were clearly being led of the Lord to go.
Oh, yes.
And but all you, but you just did, you were hesitant.
I was resisting. But you know, here's what the Holy Spirit says. You say that's your favorite verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Now, I want you to live by it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And I said, okay, I will go. I wasn't full all in on it. Praise the Lord. I'm going to Bible school. Because the devil was working on me at the same time, saying, this was the most stupid decision you could make. You're, you're just starting in your career with the CBC, and here you're going to leave that and go off to Bible school for a year. Well, I made the decision to go to Bible school, surrender to that. Within days, I had a call from a CBC station in Moncton, New Brunswick. Remember that name, Moncton, New Brunswick, saying, if you just show up for the interview, you've got the job. So there I was, Bible school, sure job in Moncton, New Brunswick. But then the Lord just worked on me and said, you're going to trust me? You're going to trust me? You're going to trust that, you know, go get a full-time job right now or go to Bible school like I'm telling you to do. Long story short, I went to the Bible school. Now, the Lord, you know, as I was driving that 1,000 miles from, because I went home to Nova Scotia for the summer and came back, you know, I tell people, I think Satan was sitting on my shoulder saying, this is the most stupid thing you've ever done. Giving up full-time job to go to Bible school for a year. So I wasn't in a good mood. I'm being honest. And so anyway, got down to Baptist Bible College in Springfield, Missouri. And I remember we were signing up for health insurance. This was, you know, before classes were starting. And I'm 24, 25 years old at this point, okay? And I'm in a room full of 16, 17, 18-year-olds. I feel like an old man. Again, what am I doing here? And so move towards the front of the room to sign up for this, and I get a tug on my shirt from behind. Somebody tugged on my shirt. And I looked around. It was a very beautiful girl. And the first words out of her mouth were, lead the way. All right. Now, she bent towards the front of the room. But I always say that was a larger meaning. Long story short, this young lady and I started dating, and we got married. So
you're very glad you went to Bible school.
You never know what the Lord's going to do at Bible school, you know. They often say Bible school's really good to learn Bible, but it's also a place where you may meet your spouse.
The Lord always has a beautiful plan.
He does. He does. But you know what? That really settled me down, and I had a wonderful year of Bible study. It was incredible. And so we got married during the December break because I was on a student visa. So we thought it was a good idea if we got married during the December break. And but I was finishing up that year of Bible. I had no conviction to stay on there at Bible school. I had done my year of Bible. So I was able to get a part-time job back in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where I'd gone to university for about 6 or 7 weeks. So I have a new bride all through Bible school, and all I have is a job for 6 or 7 weeks. There was a job that came up with the CBC in St. John, New Brunswick. Did not get that. They hired the local candidate. And just as my time in Halifax, Nova Scotia, was finishing up that job for the summer, guess what? A job came up in Moncton, New Brunswick, where I had turned down. And again, it was just show up for the interview and you'll get the job, which is what happened. Bring all of that together. Bible school, give up the job in Moncton, New Brunswick, go to Bible school, find your spouse for life. And just in time, that job opened up in Moncton, New Brunswick.
So the Lord sent you there to get a Bible school education and a wife.
And a wife. Yes.
Fred, would you pray for listeners to really strive to listen to the Lord more effectively in their own life? In that, because all of us, whether believers understand this or not, it's so important for us to learn to listen. We have a Heavenly Father that speaks by His Spirit to us actually every day. And it's so important that we learn to listen rather than say, well, God, I don't think I want to do that, but let me tell you what I want to do and you bless that. Us learning to listen. Would you pray for believers to grow in their understanding of the need to live a lifestyle of listening to the leading of the Holy Spirit?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you love us. And Lord, that you have a plan for our lives. And we fully confess that many times we resist for various reasons, for human thinking. But Lord, you know, it's just, it's your word that speaks to us. The Holy Spirit uses your word. And we just pray, Lord, that folks are listening right now. Perhaps they're in a state of their lives and they're not sure what your will is. Lord, right now, Holy Spirit, just speak to their hearts. Let them know that you have a plan, an exciting plan for their lives. And Lord, if they just surrender to you, we know old Satan, Lord, just gets involved with this and tells you reasons not to listen, but Lord, just help us to surrender our lives to you, Lord, that you can unveil that great plan that you have for our lives. You are sovereign God. You made us, and you have a purpose for us. And help us, Lord, just right now to surrender to that plan that you have for our lives. We ask all this in your name.
Amen. Amen. So you received a job that you actually had turned down when you're in Bible school, and the Lord reopened that door then.
He opened that door, and for the next 17 years, moved us to various locations with the CBC, and we were able to help young pastors who were starting churches there in Moncton. I moved to Sydney, Nova Scotia, which is pretty close to my hometown, as a news director, about 5 years in Moncton, then a year and a half. Here's another interesting thing, God's sovereignty. I moved for a year and a half in Sydney, and that's where my parents were, and my dad had a heart attack. So God moved us to a position with CBC in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and I was there when my dad had a heart attack. And the Lord repaired his heart, and he went on. But I always feel that that door opened for 18 months in Sydney just so I would be there with my dad. Again, it's God's sovereignty in action.
Amen.
And after that, there was a job in Vancouver, British Columbia. Again, a young church was just starting there, so we were able to get involved with that. And most of the kids that we taught in the church there in Vancouver were of Asian descent, Vietnamese, East Indian. And we still have friends today, many years later. But the Lord was, again, the Lord was using the job at the CBC to move us into positions.
To help locate you where he wanted you to be.
In the churches where we were. So, and then there's another part of the story after Vancouver. CBC, many people listening that would be part of what we would call the mainstream media, their journalistic standards changed. They became very liberal in their approach, and I knew that the Lord didn't want me. I was 42, 43 years old at the time. The Lord did not want me to stay in that for the rest of my... He had another plan for me. And so one day in September of 96, I came home and told Susie, I really feel led that the Lord would have us go be involved with Christian radio. But I had... There were no Christian radio news stations in Canada. So I called our pastor who married us down in Springfield, Missouri. See how Lord is putting, it's just knitting this all together. Called him and he said, yeah, there's a Christian radio station just opened here in Springfield, Missouri, American Family Radio. And he gave me the number. We had managers at our stations that time. So I called the manager of the station, Springfield. He said, yeah, I think they're starting a new service down there in Tupelo at the headquarters. So this all happened over 10 or 15 minutes. That's all. And the gentleman who was here said, yeah, you want to come down and look around? I said, that's all I want to do is come down and look around. And so anyway, made a date to come down, have a look around. There was a seat sale with American Airlines, by the way. So don't tell me God wasn't involved. Seat sale just started, came down, just looked around, and I was ready to leave.
And that was the first time you met Reverend Wildman.
Yes. And it was just one of those meetings in the hallway. Hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. I was getting ready to leave, go to Sonic and have a burger and go home to Vancouver. And Brother Don stopped me in the hallway and he said, come see me before you leave. So I sat down in his office. He said, you want to come work for us? Yeah. And, you know, I just felt comfortable. Pastor Joseph just felt comfortable. This is what the Lord wants. So after 17, 18 years working for the big corporation in Canada, I felt led to come down here. Got my green card, came legally. And so 6 months later, moved our family down here. And that was 28 years ago.
28 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Praise God.
And God
praise
is blessed. God is blessed.
Well, Fred, I really appreciate you sharing about your journey up to that point and up to this point. And, you know, one of the things I think of this as it relates to when people share about their story, their journey with the Lord, sometimes people in the midst of their story, they'll say things like, I came from a dysfunctional family, you know. Well, I think it's helpful for us to understand that because of sin, everybody's family is dysfunctional. But everybody's journey is unique. And a big issue, of course, is God's plan for us is different.
Yes.
No two journeys are the alike, but the importance is for us to be willing to say, Lord, whatever you want is what I want. Mm-hmm. Just guide my steps.
Amen.
And being willing to say, yes, Lord. And so it's so important that we are listening to God, listening to his word, but wide open, because the best possible plan for our lives is what he has in mind. Lord, Amen. Thank you for the fact that you've called every believer in the world with a very important calling. You have no insignificant callings that you place on our lives, and every step is a step of faith. Help us to know, Lord, that all of life is actually a faith journey, and our job is to listen to you and to be willing to have a yes, Lord, attitude. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would be seeking you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and help us to learn, Lord, that every single day our need is for us to say, yes, Lord, whatever you're calling us to do. All your callings are important, and they all help to build your kingdom. Thank you for the opportunity to be a part of what you're doing in the world, and thank you for the opportunity to follow you one step at a time. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Sometimes the night was beautiful. Sometimes the sky was so far away. Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so hot. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done.
Music of Rich Mullins with Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Fred Jackson. He's the director of American Family News here at American Family Association and American Family Radio. Father, again, thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to follow you one day at a time, one step at a time. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. Help us to know, Lord, that our prayer life is so critical to us following you one day at a time. Empower us to be the praying church and the praying individual believers you've called us to be, and help us to take leadership as husbands and wives, as fathers and mothers, and as believers in the world to live a life given to prayer. And help us to live that way, and help us to teach and encourage others around us to do the same. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Fred, in this final segment, I wanted to ask if you'd share about some of the issues. Of course, as the director of the American Family Radio News Department, you deal with so many different issues every day, you and the staff as well. I want to just invite you to share about some things that are on your heart as it relates to things you're seeing in the news, just from a kingdom perspective.
You know, I love the book of Esther, and Esther, who became queen there in Persia. Mm-hmm. And she was prompted, I like to call him Uncle Mort, Mordecai, Uncle Mort. Mm-hmm. And she was reluctant to use her position to help the Jewish people at that time. And, you know, it's the famous, for such a time as this. Mm-hmm. And I really feel that American Family Radio has come about for such a time as this. Mm-hmm. What we see going on in our country right now, Pastor Joseph, are things that when you and I were growing up, we never thought would happen and sin would be celebrated in such an open way, and even put into law to criticize that sin. And that's where we find ourselves today. We find ourselves, there's always been rebellion to God's ways. Mm-hmm. But right now, that rebellion is being celebrated in the highest places, in government, and mm-hmm. sadly, even in some churches. Mm-hmm. Rebellion against God's way. And so what I've seen over the last 28 years is that rebellion increasing. Mm-hmm. But praise God that he has brought about American Family Radio, and in that, and we still have the freedom in this country, and that's another whole story. There are a lot of countries that would not allow what we talk about at American Family Radio to be talked about. Mm-hmm. It would be outlawed, mm-hmm. such as talking about what the Bible says about homosexuality and transsexuality and all of those things that are going on right now. So we spend a lot of our time making sure that people have the biblical perspective on these things, not just sexual sins, but also just a society right now that is shaking its fist at God, mm-hmm. and rebelling against, and whether it's economic policy or, as I say, cultural policy, morality, and all of those sorts of things. So we spend a lot of time drawing people's attention to what Christians are experiencing. For instance, stories about Christians in the workplace today, mm-hmm. and the challenges they're facing for even talking about their faith while at work. And in some cases, they talk about what they do on Sundays at mm-hmm. their church and what their church believes. Somebody at work hears about it and makes a complaint mm-hmm. that so-and-so, you know, talks about homosexuality being a sin on his podcast, and it's brought up at work. And so we deal a lot with the legal challenges that Christians are facing in the workplace. But hopefully, Pastor Joseph, it's all about encouraging Christians to be bold for their faith too.
And you know,
that's part of it.
In relation to that very issue, Fred and I just praise God for this fact that, like, American Family News specifically comes from a Christian and Bible perspective. Uh-huh. And we see so much of our news and our culture doesn't do that. In fact, sometimes seems to come from the opposite direction.
Very much so.
And that's one more reason why it's so wise for believers to listen to kingdom-minded news.
Amen.
Because the news is not neutral, uh-huh. period. Now, we lean into Scripture.
Absolutely.
But that's the direction believers should live and see things from anyway.
That's right.
And so that's one more reason why it's important to listen to a Christian news outlet like AFR News.
Well, the Bible is the source of absolute truth. Mm-hmm. Everything else is somebody's opinion.
Right.
But we don't make any apologies for that, mm-hmm. because we do believe the Bible is absolute truth and that God doesn't change.
Very much
God
so.
Doesn't change with the times. He's not trying to appease the culture, mm-hmm. or win the culture by trying to sound like them or capitulate to their demands. No, mm-hmm. God is a sovereign God. He doesn't change. I'm so thankful for that. Amen. And whether people like or dislike what we do in news, we're mm-hmm. not going to apologize when the news is based on Scripture, mm-hmm. and that's what it is. And, you know, one of the stories we spend a lot of time on, Pastor Joseph, is Israel.
Right. And Israel's in the news basically every day.
Every day.
7 days a week.
Yes. And we go back to Genesis 12, you know, God's call to Abraham. Mm-hmm. I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you, mm-hmm. and make a great nation. You know, God is not through with Israel. Sometimes some people believe that the church has replaced Israel. That's not mm-hmm. the case. And I think I would invite people to look at Romans 11, mm-hmm. Which certainly says God is not through with the Jewish people. He's not through mm-hmm. with the Gentile people, mm-hmm. you know, that he's calling everyone to himself. But it's really interesting, and it's, you know, I'm glad we're bringing this up, because right now is a very critical period mm-hmm. for Israel. It's no mistake that Israel became a nation again, mm-hmm. born again in 1948.
It's a wonderful fulfillment of prophecy.
It's the only nation in the world that's regathered as a nation again. Mm-hmm. And it was just after World War II when there was a moment of sympathy for the Jewish people, mm-hmm. and they reformed as a nation again. And thank God for the United States supporting that. Mm-hmm. And America is a great supporter of Israel, continues to be, because if America was to ever stop supporting Israel, mm-hmm. Genesis 12 would apply
right.
to our country. Mm-hmm. So we need to be praying for the Jewish people. You know, there's a stream of belief out there that there is an idea that Jewish people don't have to accept Christ, that they are set aside. Mm-hmm. Some people, there's a technical name for that. That's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is for everyone who accepts Jesus Christ as their Savior. Mm-hmm. There is one mediator between God and man, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And
He's the Messiah for all of us.
For all of us. Mm-hmm. And that applies for Jews and Gentiles. I'm so thankful right now that we have an evangelical Christian as our ambassador to Israel, mm-hmm. Pastor Mike Huckabee.
Mm-hmm.
He is unapologetic in his support for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to go back to that passage in Esther, for such a time as this.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. We're so thankful for that. But be praying for Israel right now. There's tremendous pressure on Israel to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was the Hamas terrorists that carried out that terrible deed in October of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And that Prime Minister Netanyahu says the only way to resolve this is for Hamas to be eliminated there in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
But also be praying for the Palestinian people,
mm-hmm.
That they would see their need, because there are witnesses there in the Middle East. I'm excited about what I'm hearing about Christians, people becoming Christians in Iran,
mm-hmm.
Afghanistan, places like that. God is reaching out, and I'm a big cheerleader for radio, because mm-hmm. many of these people are hearing the gospel through Gospel Center Radio that's getting into those countries. So mm-hmm. be praying for Israel, people of Israel. Be praying for Palestinians, Iranians, Afghanis, Syrians, who are coming to Christ. That's the exciting part of the story, too. See, God can overcome all of those barriers.
That's right. Fred, would you specifically pray towards that end, pray for the church, that the church would rise up and really be God's instrument to proclaim that message, and for God to send forth more laborers into all these nations as well?
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you once again. You love all people.
Thank you.
God so loved the world, we are told. Sent an only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And we, Lord, we're excited when we hear the news of people in Iran, Afghanistan, Syria, and these other countries that are coming to know you. But, Lord, there's many more that you want to draw to yourself. And we just pray for those missions and missionaries who are reaching out right now, even into those very dangerous areas. And, Lord, they're sharing the gospel, and your Holy Spirit is moving on hearts. And we just pray for them, Lord. We pray for our abilities to support these mission efforts into that area.
Yes.
Lord, we believe that we are coming to the end of time very soon, that you'll be returning. So, Lord, help us and lay it on our hearts, Lord, to be busy for you, not just in busyness, but busy in praying that your work is done, and helping and contributing in any way that we can. And, Lord, here at American Family Radio, as we contribute to getting the truth out there, and, Lord, we pray that we will never compromise on that, despite any opposition that may come our way. Because, Lord, you will have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for the privilege that you give us of being called sons and daughters of yours. We thank you for the privilege that you have a plan for each of us to be part of your mission. And, Lord, that you would help us to realize that in our lives. And, Lord, that we can be part of encouraging and informing, and, Lord, part of your plan to draw people to you. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Fred, thanks so much for being with us today.
Great.
Thanks for sharing just your testimony, your journey, and about the work you're doing as well. And we want to encourage every single listener, make the most of using the wonderful tool of American Family News as a source through which you get your news, because, again, it's important to have it from a godly perspective. So hope that you will take that very, very serious. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today, and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you from your heart pray this prayer with me even right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent, and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you every day. Help me to read my Bible every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to follow you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to be in touch with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please contact us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Fred, thanks again for being with us today.
Great to be with you.
And thank you. And please pray much for the ministry of the American Family Association, American Family Radio. We need your prayers, and we do appreciate them. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.